Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolene, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I am absolutely thrilled today. Yesterday we spoke about the opening of the Paralympics, and today Israel has taken its first, we hope of many, gold medals. Absolutely historic, because Iyad Shalabi has become the first Arab Israeli to win gold for Israel. He won the 100 meter backstroke. Incredible, incredible moments of watching the Israeli flag hoisted up, the singing of Hatikva. Very emotional for Iyad Shalabi. This is his fourth Paralympics, and he really, really just is extraordinary. He is deaf, he is mute, he lost the use of both his legs in a childhood accident, and he has absolutely inspired humanity to go on and win the gold today. And if you haven't been watching the Paralympics and you just want a dose of what is good about humanity, please go check it out. Really, really incredible, incredible athlete and just extraordinary talent.
So, Rolene, yesterday you were chatting to us about the Taliban and how they now have an English-speaking spokesperson. They've tried to reinvent themselves as Taliban 2.0. Today, our show has been all about social media, and I found a post on social media by Radio 786 where it's about somebody who is using their name in an anti-vax campaign, and somehow they slip into this press statement that, unlike other media outlets, they basically had an exclusive interview with the Taliban this week. And after chatting to you the other day, I realized that there's nothing really exclusive about it. They have a spokesperson. And if somebody wants to have these people on air, they can have them on air. They're not going to run away. They want to spread their narrative and they want to share their agenda. It's just that most outlets choose not to. What is your take on this bizarre statement?
Well, this I find quite fascinating, because last week we had the English speaking, yes, there is one, Taliban spokesperson who popped up on Israeli TV. There's been a whole lot of conjecture online. Somebody said, you know, the Israeli journalist acted unethically by not announcing that he was Israeli and from an Israeli channel. Just as a working journalist, we don't announce what nationality we are all the time, so that we can, you know, make a enemy entity feel comfortable. Doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But very interesting was that he spoke to this Israeli journalist, not knowing that who he was. But the Taliban right now want international recognition. They want the world to think that they are Taliban 2.0. Incidentally, they're not Taliban 2.0, because we now have reports of them killing children. So any sounds of them being less than brutal, you can absolutely write that off. But yeah, you know, as far as anti-vax is concerned, we have a tight policy here in Israel. We have a clamp down on the anti-vaccine rhetorics, because it is costing lives. And yeah, that is where we are holding at the moment.
Greece has just announced that they won't be allowing unvaccinated people into indoor restaurants and bars. So it seems like worldwide, the world is waking up to the reality that the vaccinations are the only way to curb this horrific pandemic. But let's get down to the news of the day. Bennett is in Washington. What's happening?
The Prime Minister has arrived in Washington. Very, very moving footage or photograph taken by one of the press corps that's with the Prime Minister at the time, of him saying his morning prayers. It's a very, very strong statement that it sends out to the State of Israel. But he is scheduled to meet with President Biden tomorrow. We know that the topic hot on the agenda is Iran. We also know that the Prime Minister will meet later today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as well as the Secretary of Defense Austin. It's going to be interesting, because as the Secretary of State will be giving a briefing about Afghanistan just before he meets with Prime Minister Bennett. Should we take bets whether or not this meeting runs on time? But the Prime Minister, this is his first state visits to a country in his capacity as prime minister. You know, he's coming to a U.S. where really the situation of Afghanistan casts a long shadow over the situation at the moment. But we do know that he, before leaving Israel last night, he participated in a Zoom, bipartisan Zoom with the members of Congress from both the Republican and the Democratic parties. And he said to them that it is his belief that in the best interest, not just of Israel, but of America as well, that Iran is not allowed to become nuclear. So it's going to be a fascinating couple of days for the Prime Minister, very interesting for us to watch, to see the body language, how these two world leaders relate to each other, because this is their first major official meeting. And does or will Afghanistan impact on this as well? It remains to be seen, but we will be bringing you the updates here.
There were anticipated riots on the border with Gaza today. Did they materialize? Was Israel able to contain their side of the border?
Well, as we speak, we have about a couple of thousand Palestinians on the border with Gaza. The IDF have said, no, you know, they, it's relatively peaceful. They see no reason to deploy riot gear or riot tactics. Hamas, that rules the Gaza Strip, they've got their what they call a restraining force. I shudder to even think to try and keep the protests from getting too violent, believe it or not. We do hold them responsible for what happens in the Strip, but they are on the ground at the moment with their restraining force, trying to not let it get out of hand and get violent.
And finally, Rolene, there's a diplomatic spat between Algeria and Morocco. Does this involve Israel in any way?
Well, this is absolutely fascinating. And as you and I are speaking, we've just heard from our foreign minister. But Algeria last night announced that they are severing diplomatic ties with their neighbor, Morocco. And they say that it's for several reasons. First, it's for Morocco's rapprochement or signing of the Abraham Accords with Israel. The second is for inviting our foreign minister just a week or so ago, Yair Lapid, to Morocco. It was a historic trip. And the third is they accuse Morocco of allegedly using the Pegasus spyware, that is Israeli software. Now, there's a whole controversy around Pegasus as well. The ISA, the Israeli Security Alliance, is investigating, or authority is investigating it at the moment. Is it misuse of the software that Israel, an Israeli private company, has designed? That's up for investigation. But we've just heard from our foreign minister, who says that Algeria basically should mind its own business, who we have diplomatic ties with. He says that Algeria should focus on its own problems, serious economic problems, especially so its citizens can live the life they deserve, rather than trying to harm their neighbor and involve Israel in its disputes. And what matters are the very good relations between Israel and Morocco. And we've just signed a lovely memorandum of understanding with Morocco as far as universities and cooperation there is concerned. So some strong words coming out from our foreign minister, who has proved himself over the last couple of months since he's taken this position that he, you know, he is a very, very strong character. If he finds that you are saying anything that is a, what he perceives as a, is an insult or a threat to Israel, he will speak accordingly.
Rolene Marks with the Israel Report, thank you so much. I'll be chatting to you again tomorrow for the last Israel Report of the week and the last day that I'll be standing in for Simon Anstey.